readers may want the deeper understanding and background provided in Extreme Ownership. But while it may be helpful to understand the first book for greater enlightenment, it is not essential. In both books, we reference our experiences in the military where we both served as SEAL officers. The bulk of our lessons learned draw from the Battle of Ramadi in 2006, where we served as the leaders of SEAL Team 3, Task Unit Bruiser. During that battle, the SEALs from Task Unit Bruiser fought with incredible bravery and tenacity. They delivered huge impact on the battlefield. But Task Unit Bruiser also suffered severe casualties. Those sacrifices will never be forgotten. Upon our departure from active duty in the U.S. Navy, we launched a company, Echelon Front, to share the lessons we learned with leaders in every capacity. In 2015, we published Extreme Ownership. Through that book, leaders all over the world embraced its fundamental principles, the mindset of extreme ownership and the four laws of combat: cover and move, simple, prioritize and execute, and decentralized command. More than 1 million readers have taken those tenets and implemented them in their professional and personal lives with extraordinary results. But employing these principles to the fullest proves challenging. The nuances, if neglected or misunderstood, create obstacles difficult to overcome. We wrote this book to provide the granular insight and understanding that often render the difference between success and failure. This book will enable you to better process, analyze, and apply these leadership principles to your battlefield, in whatever arena that might be, whether leading in combat, business, or life. The format of the Dichotomy of Leadership mirrors that of Extreme Ownership. There are three parts to the book, four chapters in each part, and three sections to each chapter. The first section of each chapter describes an experience from combat or SEAL training. The second section discusses the relevant principle. And the third provides the direct application of the concept to the business world. The Dichotomy of Leadership is not a memoir or a history of the Iraq War. As we said in Extreme Ownership, this book is about leadership. It was written for leaders of teams large and small, for men and women, for any person who aspires to better themselves. Though it contains exciting accounts of SEAL combat operations, this book is a collection of lessons learned from our experiences to help other leaders achieve victory. If it serves as a useful guide to leaders who aspire to build, train, and lead high-performance winning teams, then it has accomplished its purpose. The combat and training experiences we describe are all true stories, but they are not meant for historic reference. The dialogues we have written are intended to impart the message and meaning of conversations. They are imperfect and subject to the passage of time and the shortfalls of memory. We have also concealed specific tactics, techniques, and procedures, and ensured that no classified information about when and where specific operations took place and who participated in them is revealed. In accordance with U.S. Department of Defense requirements, the manuscript was submitted and approved through the Pentagon security review process. We do not use the name of our SEAL teammates unless they are names of our fallen or they are SEALs already in the public eye. Our brothers still on active duty in the SEAL teams are silent professionals who seek no recognition, and we treat our responsibility to protect them with the utmost seriousness. We have taken the same precautions to protect the incredible soldiers and Marines we served with in the Battle of Ramadi and elsewhere. Their names fill our memories with the extraordinary leadership, sacrifice, and heroism they demonstrated. But to ensure their privacy and security, we do not use their names in this book unless they are already known to the public. Similarly, we have taken every measure to protect confidentiality for the clients of our leadership consulting company,